You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 63. You don't have to fake it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. You know, shout out to October for just cooperating. I know that we're only like 12 days into the month, but the weather is still good. Calendar is full. Giving that hope, you know what I mean? I hope you guys are feeling the same about your October so far, and that you can visualize everything you're hoping for without feeling the need to step outside yourself. That is the key. Whether you feel like you need to be someone you're not, faking your way through, not being able to just be yourself, that is the worst. Today's thought is this, a quote by Oprah Winfrey. I used to have a fake Louis Vuitton bag because I thought it meant something in life. But now I realize that all the things in the world don't define you. It's what you stand for, what you're willing to do, how close to the truth you're willing to be in your life. When people face situations where they feel unqualified or out of place, they fake confidence so that they won't look scared or stupid in front of everybody else. More specifically, they fake it until they make it. We've heard this phrase so many times. There was a time when I bought into it, and probably a time when you bought into it too, not really understanding that it's just a detriment. At first glance, this long-standing phrase might sound like a good suggestion. After all, the phrase fake it till you make it coaches you to behave like you're in a position well before you master it. If you want to be a successful writer, for example, you have to act like one before you even publish your first book. But does this mean we have to follow the advice? Of course not. So first, let's talk about what the phrase means. Fake it till you make it. It's a cliche. It's a cliche that suggests that by imitating an optimistic mindset, competence, and confidence, a person can realize those qualities in real life and achieve the results they want for themselves. I mean, it works for social media for sure, but the practice of faking it till you make it includes two essential elements, visualization and understanding where you ultimately want to end up. The idea is that you're more likely to get what you desire when you know what you seek. Describe the outcome you like to experience and visualize that plan. I stopped believing a long time ago that this truly works. If I fake a smile, for instance, I'll be happier. Okay, so here's why faking it doesn't work out. First, it causes mistrust. You don't have to advertise that you're not highly skilled or knowledgeable, but you shouldn't act as if you're super talented and provide a false impression of yourself either. This just tears down the trust. If you fake it till you make it, you may mask the positive aspects of your skills and personality that are attractive to an opportunity. That could be an employer, that can be an opportunity for some creative venture, someone that wants to give you an opportunity. People may trust you less if you're not sufficiently open about what you can and can't do, if you're not honest, if you're not transparent. The second thing is you'll be busy with yourself. When you fake it till you make it to an event and meet a person along the way, you won't really be invested in them. You're going to be busy maintaining this facade, this pose to hide your insecurity, your shyness, or your inadequacy. This can get mentally and emotionally draining, exhausting. Even more if you won't be able to be open to a real conversation, as your mind is going to be full of that self-talk. This means that you won't be able to pay attention to what the other person is saying. You won't hear that value. You won't be witness to that value. And the last thing is you'll be holding yourself back. Faking it till you make it prevents you from making the effort to improve and do better. Given that you're spending your time and energy pretending to be someone you're not, you're expending the effort to learn that skill. What you're really doing is sabotaging yourself by not taking the time to learn the skills you need to succeed. Have you ever been to a networking event or a party, or especially in the workplace, and there's always that one person who talks as if they know everything about the project or about what's going on, and they won't stop. And just on and on about what they've done or where they've been. And it's obvious to everyone that it's, you know, they're just talking. You can feel it deep down in your spirit that they've done absolutely nothing towards what's going on. But they've talked themselves into believing it. Eventually, they take things a step too far and venture into a subject that they're not familiar with. And this can end in disaster because someone is going to call them out on it. When someone finds out that they've been faking it all along and they don't really have a grasp of what they're talking about, then the truth comes out. Let me tell you a quick story about how I chose not to fake it. Now, I've always had aspirations of wanting to be a journalist. I've always wanted to write for publications like Essence, Vanity Fair, LA Times. And 2 years ago, I came across an opportunity to write for an online publication that I had followed for a while. They wanted someone who had a few years of experience writing for a publication and more things that I just didn't have. But I chose to apply anyway. I didn't meet any of the requirements. And I could have faked it on the application. I could have said that I did, you know, all the things that they were asking for. I could have embellished what I did have, but I didn't do any of that. The only thing that I had was my blog. I had been consistently writing to my blog twice a week for the last 5 to 6 years. So that was all that I had. I'd been consistent, and it showed a wide range of what I could do. So when I scored an interview with this publication, I told them what I did have and what I had done. And guess what? It was more than enough. It was more than enough. I got hired on. Now get this. This is the other part of the story. I said, okay, Arshalita, you have to step your game up. Go above and beyond. You have to do the absolute most now because you've got journalists behind your name. Well, my first article, I submitted it. The editor reached out to me and she said she needed to speak with me. she asked me, what the heck was I doing? I was confused because I thought I had not knocked this out of the park. She said that my article sounded like a dissertation, which she knew that I was also a college instructor. She said, this sounds like a college paper, and that's not why I hired you. I hired you because of the voice that was on your blog. She hired me because I had a unique voice that she needed, not what I had given. So when I tell you I almost ruined my opportunity before I even got started, it actually took the pressure off because I thought I had to step up and really be someone that I wasn't. Stepping up and just being like this altered version of myself now that I had stepped up to something greater, but I didn't. All I had to do was just be myself, which is what she wanted from me anyway. Who I was and what I brought to the table was more than enough. And it goes to show that being yourself, trusting yourself, believing in yourself is all that you need. I wouldn't have had that opportunity today if I kept pretending and trying to be something I was not. The truth is, rather than fake it till you make it, practice until you make it. Put your energy, time, and effort into mastering your craft and accepting the journey to get where you want to be. Faking it is too difficult. It's too hard because you're attempting to be someone you're just not. It's so much easier to just be yourself. New episodes of The Fearless Inc. drop every Wednesday, so please listen and subscribe. And if you like the show, please leave a rating. And yes, it does matter. Remember this, life is meant to be lived fearless with no limits. Take care.